from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez for another hour here on the Michigan Talk Network all over the Great Lakes State, all over the world at wildmichiganradio.com, brought to you in part by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, lucky-buck.com. You can start freshening up those sites right now with Lucky Buck. Check the rulings on your area, because we know we air in so many different states. And it's strange, California, number three on our list of places that listen to Wild Michigan. Never saw that coming, but maybe there's just a big Michigan base out there. I'm not sure, but maybe there's some closet hunters out there in California, but we appreciate everybody listening again to the podcast and to our great affiliates around the state. Also brought to you by HHA Sports, number one in single pin archery sight technology. And, of course, Darton Archery, celebrating 65 years in the archery industry. Some great quality stuff like the Rebel. The new Rebel crossbow is absolutely fantastic, and we'll be talking more about that as we start to warm up here in Michigan. We are getting ready to look towards turkey season, as we've talked about through the course of the show today. Also, I'm pretty excited about this because, as many of you know, I had the opportunity to again work at the Bassmaster Classic, this time in Greenville, South Carolina. Again, it was cold. It kind of snowed there a little bit, and the Classic was very difficult. New announcement came yesterday that the Bassmaster Classic for 2016 will be held in Oklahoma, and the dates have been pushed back to March 4th through the 6th. So hopefully, with any luck, fingers crossed, I'll be back out there with the folks at Dick's Sporting Goods again to host the expo at the Bassmaster Classic. Chase McLean, a gentleman I had the opportunity to meet with Field & Stream. He's the marketing manager and brand activation for the Field & Stream store. And we have a new store coming to Troy, Michigan. The ribbon cutting is happening on Thursday, March 26th, 9:45 a.m., the grand opening weekend. Is coming up here very soon. Chase joins us on the phone right now from Pennsylvania. That's like the number two spot that listens to the show, which, again, mind blown. Chase, how you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, absolutely. Real quickly, I want to touch on what the expo is, because we get to go to a lot of shows like the Archery Trade Association show or the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. But the Bassmaster Classic Expo is the opportunity for the consumer, the fan of bass fishing, to come in and not only meet the experts, meet the pro anglers, but get hands-on experience and purchase. It's this huge footprint that Dick's Sporting Goods puts on, and I had that opportunity to do so. And again, this year, and meet a lot of people. And then I find out that Field & Stream is opening up a store in Troy. Now, this is a big deal because this is a giant outdoor hunting, fishing, sporting goods store, but I've never seen one in Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, we are certainly excited to open our first store in Michigan. I think it's a pretty obvious location with, certainly a wealth of passionate outdoorsmen, a great location next to the lake. So we're looking forward to big things in Michigan.
Now, with a Field & Stream store, this is probably something new to a lot of us, but you are carrying a lot of the main brands, and this is going to be hunting, fishing, clothing, apparel, just on a huge scale.
Sure, and I mean, truly our focus is on serving those passionate hunting and outdoor enthusiasts, and we're able to do that by offering a really wide variety of top national brands, and it's the brands that they're looking for, and then on top of that, providing top-of-the-line in-store services. So that's our focus, and we've been able to accomplish that now in 10 different markets. And, again, looking forward to opening up the store in Troy.
And this is going to be really cool because a couple of friends of mine are going to be there on the 27th. I'm looking at the Field & Stream in Troy, Michigan here, the grand opening weekend, 9 to 9 on Friday also. You've got Troy and Jacob Landry will be there from Swamp People from 6 to 8 p.m. They're coming to my neck of the woods for once.
what good guys they are, too. We've had them at a few of our grand openings here in the past, and I tell you, our customers certainly appreciate getting a chance to meet them and get autographs, and certainly they're relevant to our space and represent our brand well.
No, they are. We've had the opportunity to hang out with them, numerous times over the past few years. Just genuine people, and very nice that they are bringing them. And as I'm scrolling through your list of appearances here, Saturday, another very good friend of mine, Nick Munt from Michael Waddell's Bone Collector, will be there on Saturday the 28th.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, with Scentlock being in the backyard here in Troy, Michigan, we wanted to, shout out that we carry Scentlock and, what great ambassadors of that brand than Bone Collectors. And this is the first time that we've mentioned this publicly, and I'm happy to do this on your show. We're actually going to have Travis T-Bone Turner at the store from 12 to 2 on Sunday as well. So we've got representation from two of the three Bone Collectors.
All right. When you guys see T, you make sure you take a bag of Cheetos, say they're from Duran, and he will laugh.
But I'll be sure to do that.
No, you know what? These guys, have been longtime friends. Both of them have been on the show numerous times, and great ambassadors of the outdoors. And again, with Scentlock, one of our sponsors here on the show, that was a pretty huge announcement. And you guys will be carrying the Scentlock brands as well.
Yeah, I mean, what a great brand. And one of those top-of-the-line national brands that we carry and are proud to carry that quality of product in our stores.
So roughly, if you don't mind, give us what we will see in our first time in the new Troy store for Field & Stream.
Certainly, I think with the grand opening kicking off on Thursday the 26th, you're going to see we've got some free Field & Stream gift cards for the first 500 people that get in line. And then on Friday, we have posters and T-shirts on Saturday, and then Sunday, Field & Stream hats for the first 250 in line. So a lot of fun with, again, Troy and Jacob Landry at the store, Nick Munt on Saturday. We have Mike Stroff from Savage Outdoors TV, and again, T-Bone Turner on Sunday. But one of the things that's really cool about this grand opening is that we've got a unique event called the Hunt, Cast, and Pitch Youth Challenge. And what that is it's an event from 12 to 3 on Sunday the 29th where kids age 6 to 15 can come out and they get a chance to build a tent and shoot a bow. And, we set up a little casting area where they can cast into a target zone. They get scored and timed on all of these things, and the winners get a free Field & Stream gift card. So it's a lot of fun. They get a T-shirt and, certainly we've had about 100 kids out at each of these grand openings for this particular event. But on and above that, I think when our customers come into the store, there's a huge wow factor. So when they first go through those doors and to see that environment, and it's really an experiential shopping opportunity. And, when you walk in there, you feel like you're in the outdoors. It's very lodge-oriented, with the taxidermy and the woodwork. It's a comfortable place if you're an outdoorsman.
Well, Chase, I got to tell you that I applaud Field & Stream and any other chain or even local stores that are not afraid to put the taxidermy in the view of the public, because there have been some other chains that have succumbed to the pressure of people saying we don't like to see stuffed animals, as they put it, at the stores. It's they consider it disturbing or whatever. This is our lifestyle. And if you don't want to shop there, don't. But don't give us the rules. And I applaud Field & Stream for doing that.
Well, thanks. I mean, it's certainly relevant to our customers and to us. I think it's important for our customers to know that all of our associates are expert outdoor enthusiasts. We're doing the same things that they are on the weekends and appreciate the same things when we build our stores.
You can find them at fieldandstreamshop.com. All of the events we talked about today are listed on that website, fieldandstreamshop.com. Troy, Michigan, it's going to be opening here on the 26th, plus the whole weekend of celebrities. And you also have the American Eagle Foundation coming there on that opening day as well from 10 to noon. But Chase McLean, I appreciate you joining us here on Wild Michigan Field & Stream. That's going to be a big store. Looking forward to being there as well. Appreciate you joining us, sir.
Thanks again, Duran.
Absolutely. More coming your way. This is Wild Michigan, wildmichiganradio.com, brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral out of Osseo, Michigan. Lucky-buck.com on the Michigan Talk Network.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an hour to time, in a state 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks to Chase McLean from the Newfield and Stream Store going in Troy, Michigan. That is going to be a big weekend, and I just got a text from Nick Munt, who will be there for the grand opening. Nick says he will be there, and he will be on our show next Thursday, or next Saturday, actually, and Sunday. So next weekend, we'll look forward to talking with Nick Munt of Michael Waddell's Bone Collector show here on Wild Michigan. Right now, we're speaking with Ed Shaw with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. They're going to be offering a steelhead fishing clinic March 28th and the 29th in Cadillac at the Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center in Cadillac. And this is going to be a pretty big deal. And real quickly, Ed, welcome to the show. Welcome to Wild Michigan.
And, thank you for having us.
Oh, no, absolutely. And what's really nice is the DNR goes to great lengths to research locations prior to offering classes, and right now you are in depth in research for your class that is going on this weekend. And please, if you don't mind, tell us what you're doing.
Well, the guys are out here doing a little ice fishing and hopefully trying to locate a good spot to take folks out and hit some hard water this weekend. We got quite a few people signed up, and we want to see everybody catch fish.
Now, what lake are you fishing on?
Cadillac.
Okay, you're on Lake Cadillac, in Cadillac. And explain a little bit about this hard water fishing class that you guys are doing this weekend.
Well, it's basically an A to Z class. Folks are going to learn how to use electronics, especially on a Vexilar. Our classes this year were sponsored by Vexilar, so we have plenty of units for people to try out. They're going to go through all the different types of gear, how to set tip-ups, how to fish for panfish, crappie, walleye. We're going to focus on trying to get them out, and the crappies have been biting pretty well these past few days, and so hopefully we can get them out here and catch a few.
No, you had a pretty tough time at it yesterday and today with the crappie. Nothing smaller than 9 inches yesterday.
Yeah, I kept 13 yesterday. The smallest one was about 9 inches, and there's few and far between when we're getting them, but when you do get them, they all seem to be a pretty good size.
That is awesome. And it's funny, my good friend Norm Smith called me yesterday to talk, to tell me, you know Norman?
I do know Norm, yep, up there in he's up there by Gaylord or Grayling or, yeah.
Yeah, he's up there now. Of course, he's a longtime friend and from down here near the Lansing area. In Diamonddale, Norm calls me yesterday. He says, hey, the DNR is offering these classes with Vexilar, and they'll teach people how to ice fish, and this is great stuff. You should have him on the show sometime. I'm like, I'll look into that. And I actually had looked into it prior to even knowing it was you guys. But Ed Shaw is joining us. What are some of the questions people are asking? Because we know this is an introductory class to teach people, but people that have ice fished or do ice fish could still learn something.
Yes, it's funny you say that because I ice fished all my life, and we have a group of guys, I call them my pro staffers. They come in, and, I have probably learned more about ice fishing myself this year than I have in my entire life. I mean, it's we have a great group of guys that just know a ton. We have some guys that straight line. We have others that use just plastic. That's all they use. Then we have some guys that are, they're maggot guys. That's all they're going to use, So you're going to see some guys with great big long 4-foot poles and some guys with these little palm rods fishing. So you kind of get an idea of what each one is used and the benefits and disadvantages of each one.
No, and speaking with Ed Shaw from the Michigan DNR here on Wild Michigan, Ed, we've had moderate success with all of that. And I think I prefer straight lining myself more than anything. Norm is a straight line guy from, a tight line guy from way back. But again, when you learn from so many different people, that kind of fills your mental tackle box when you go out.
Yeah, looking at mine, I have a variety of different things rigged up. I got one rigged up with a maggot. I have one rigged up for straight lining with plastics on it. Everybody will have the opportunity to try both.
Now,
so one day we fish pretty much with wax worms and try to teach people what to do, what to look for on the graphs, you know, what they're trying to look for on the vexillars. The next day we're going to switch up, and we use primarily just plastic because, really, when it comes down to using that, it's a lot like fly fishing, you know. It's a confidence thing.
Absolutely.
Knowing what you're doing is right type of deal.
No, exactly. And I tell you what, if you've never fished with electronics before, it's probably a good class to get into, because whether you use the Vexilar or Humminbird or any of the other types of equipment that's out there, that too can really enhance your fishing, because instead of a drill and a million holes going on or just being so close to the fish you don't even know what level they're on, they really do help. And this year, I moved last year. Couldn't find my electronics, so it out and fished blind, you know, kicked it old school, if you will, and still did okay. But I just, you know, when you use these things, when you get that confidence that you use these things, it really does enhance the whole experience.
Yeah, and, you know, to tell you what, you know, a day like today, you know, this morning, we're getting ready to head off the ice. I actually have to go to work today at some point in time and get my 8 hours in. But, you know, without the electronics, you would never even feel the bite. You'd never even know they were there.
No, because sometimes at the later points of the year, it's like, oh, gosh, come on, guys. You know, we're tired of this ice. We want to breathe. But, you know, finding structures, finding the green weeds where you're going to have some oxygen, and then some of either the bait fish or some of the food sources that they, you know, they feed on, it's going to be difficult just by, you know, popping around or even trying to sight fish.
Yeah, and they're just barely touching it. And you're not even detecting a bite unless you drop the tip of your rod down and see your line curls at the hook.
Ed Shaw is joining us here from the Michigan DNR. There is a website you can visit, michigan.gov/huntfishcenter, and that'll take you to the list of monthly events going on there. Of course, this weekend they're doing their hard water seminars. What would that cost to get in on that seminar, Ed?
That class is $40, but for that $40, you're going to get everything you need. You're going to get a little tackle box. You're going to get some Junior's plastics, Junior's jig tails. You're going to get rod, reel, tip up, all the line, all the terminal tackle, bucket, promotional packets, stuff like that. And we cover all the bait and everything. So they're probably getting close to $100 worth of gear for that $40.
And not to mention the experience that will go with you for a lifetime.
Yeah, we'll do our best to put everybody on fish. We had one about 2 weeks ago, and everybody caught a fish. And then not to mention Tom Smith, no relation to Norm, he ended up catching a 15.2-inch master angler crappie.
Holy cow!
Yeah,
that's a big fish.
Yeah, that was a nice fish. That was one of the biggest yet in one of our schools. So,
so again, you know, learning a little something on the ice doesn't hurt at all. We're speaking with Ed Shaw from the Michigan DNR, who's currently fishing on Lake Cadillac right now. Ed, if you don't mind hanging on, we're going to keep you here because we want to talk a little bit about the Steelhead Fishing Clinic that folks can get in on the 28th and 29th there in Cadillac. So hang on with us, sir. We'll be right back. You're listening to Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network, brought to you by HHA Sports, the number one name in single pin archery sights. And they bring it to you right here on the Michigan Talk Network.
I still believe.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan Spirit of the Wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go Wild.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I am Duran Martinez. He is Alex Clark. We are voted by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, and thanks also to the Colorado Association of Broadcasters for judging. We have won the top award again for best specialty show, broadcast, personality, or team for the 2014 season. So that means your top rated outdoor show in Michigan. Very, very honored and humbled by that award. And we will try and continue to keep the work up that we've been doing for the past almost 9 years. Right now, Ed Shaw is joining us with the Michigan DNR. He is currently fishing on Lake Cadillac, getting ready for this weekend's ice fishing instruction seminar. And that is being put on by the Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center in Cadillac. Before we go into the next segment talking about steelhead fishing, which you guys have a cool clinic coming up next weekend, there are concerns about the warm temps and the ice, but you would not be on the ice if it were not safe.
No, yeah, we wouldn't take people out if we didn't think it was safe enough to take folks out. But right now on Lake Cadillac and Lake Mitchell, they're still I hesitate to say this, but they're still driving out on the ice.
Well, we know you're not. Your insurance doesn't cover that should you go through, so we're not going to encourage that at all.
No, especially down south of here. You know, you got to remember these lakes are pretty high elevated lakes and shallow, and we still have a good solid 2 to 3 feet of ice here. So,
well, that's good to know. Now, of course, you're doing the Hardwater Seminar this weekend, but the weekend of the 28th and the 29th, you are offering a steelhead fishing clinic at the Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center in Cadillac. What is that going to include?
Well, that includes about 4 to 5 hours in the classroom. We're going to go over A to Z on how to steelfish. We're going to go over gear. We're going to cover bait, different methods of steelhead fishing, where to go, what to look for. We're going to teach people, we're going to show them different flies, spawn bags, how to tie spawn bags, how to rig up. We'll get everybody rigged up that day on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we meet down at Tippy Dam State Park, and we take everybody fishing, and hopefully everybody catches a fish.
Because we are coming up to that point, Tippy Dam State Park on the Manistee River, for the hands-on fishing portion of the clinic. That to me, I see when we go steelheading, we have my good friend Chad Schaub. We go out with him, Norm Smith, and myself. It's a great time. But maybe you want to do it on your own or not go on a guided trip. This is a way to really introduce yourself to probably the most basic fundamentals, but yet still very effective in steelhead fishing.
Yeah, you're going to, I guarantee you, whether you're the avid steelhead fisherman or you're the novice and you want to get into it, you're going to learn something. But the best part about the class is, you're right. This is your opportunity to have some very, very, very experienced steelhead fishermen take you out on the river, show you where to fish and how to do it.
And to me, if you've never hooked into a steelhead in spring on the river in the Manistee, I cannot explain how exhilarating and how much fun it is to feel that fish strip line, watch it jump out of the water, and then how, you know, it just whether you decide to catch, keep, catch, release, steelhead, in my own personal opinion, is my favorite type of fishing. I love eating walleye a little bit more, but I love steelhead fishing.
There's no greater feeling. You're giving me goosebumps right now. You know, it's... it's setting the hook on a fish that, you know, is going to weigh in at 6, 7, 8 pounds using 6 to 8 pound test line. Yeah, there's no better feeling.
You know, my biggest was 12 and a half, and believe me, that was a horse, and it was so much fun. Again, michigan.gov/huntfishcenter is where you can find a list of all of the programs, and it's not limited to just fishing either, Ed. You guys go in depth, and this is a year-long thing where you're teaching people here in Michigan about some of the great things we do. I mean, looking back in February, you had a rod building class, a fly tying, decoy carving. Those are just some of the things that you're doing. As we come into March, you had the Steelhead Clinic, the Fins and Feather Festival going on in April. What else are you guys doing there?
Well, this fall, we're going to be offering our first deer camp. That's going to be a weekend-long event where people can come in, and we'll focus on bow hunting specifically, but it'll be opportunity for families to get involved in the hunting, kind of that deer camp experience. You know, and you guys who hunt know exactly what I'm talking about. Provide that opportunity for folks, and it'll be part of the hunter safety classes too.
We do turkey calling clinics. We do all kinds of different styles of fishing, right down to European style of fishing. If you've never tried it or seen some of the sensitive floats, I got a gentleman, Dennis Hewitt, on my pro staff here that puts on a wonderful seminar, and he'll change the way you fish, I'll guarantee it.
And again, this is put on by the DNR. Do you have any outside sponsors that are helping you with this?
For the Steelhead Clinic, no. And for most of the classes, no. This is all the Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center staff. I've got about six people who work there for me, and they're all specialized in something specific. It's the great classes. But most of our classes are supported by outside agencies such as Trout Unlimited or NWTF or the Turkey Association, such as those types of things. So most of the local clubs and community really, really helps out with a lot of the class.
Now, this is not going to be limited to just one Steelhead Clinic. On the website, a second Steelhead Clinic will be offered the second weekend in April for those who are interested but cannot make the March date.
That's why we try to do two separate dates like that, is to, that way we can get folks in and make sure everybody has the opportunity to come in and do that.
You know, and I'm glad, you know, this is where the Michigan DNR, they have been very good about sending these press releases. We try and share these press releases the best we can so people can really see what our DNR is doing outside of the COs and outside of working with the NRC to make the regulations for the state. This, you know, we have had nothing but success with help from the DNR a couple of years ago, and I'm not trying to beat a dead horse with this, but I drew an elk tag for Michigan. I drew an any elk tag. I had no clue.
Oh, that's great.
I had no clue what I was doing, but the folks up at the Gaylord DNR office got me in contact with landowners. You know, I went without a guide. I couldn't afford. I went on the cheap. I was buying my own food at the Walmart and staying at a local motel as inexpensively as I could to do this, and I ended up harvesting a 6x5 bull.
That's awesome.
You know, and again, we cannot thank the DNR enough for this. And when we're talking to you, talking with Ed Shaw here from the Michigan DNR, this is amazing stuff that I didn't know about, and I don't think enough people do. And this is why we're bringing you on, and we will have a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, to drive people to this. And this is, again, at the Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center in Cadillac, and that is in a state park.
Yeah, it's located in Mitchell State Park. You know, you're talking about the elk hunting clinics or the classes that you got to take when you get your elk tag. But along those lines, you know, last year we'd offered three bear hunting clinics.
Wow.
We had over 100 people register for that, and almost all of them were folks who drew a bear tag and went, uh-oh, how do I bait and where do I hunt?
Well, you know, that is my goal for this year. I've got six preference points. This year I'm going to try and apply for a tag, and I have no clue, but I found out that I can get help from the Michigan DNR.
Yeah, we'd be more than happy. You know, Sam Kaczynski, one of our local COs and avid hunter, helps out along with many other bear hunters. So, and almost all of our classes, too, we bring in a taxidermist, and we're going to teach you how to do your hide care and what to do if you get that trophy. So they're great classes.
All right. I appreciate it again. Absolutely. Ed Shaw joining us here on Wild Michigan. Again, the website, michigan.gov/huntfishcenter. More coming your way. Ed, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. Oh, baby, you can find me back of a food truck tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia.